We are in Simin Shin Chaf Aleph, and we are up to Siv Yud Gimel. Oser lirdos chalos dvash me hakaveres. It is oser to go and take the chalos dvash. The way it works is that when you have a bee's nest, so you have all of the bees themselves produce shelves that are made of wax, and then they have honey inside them. So if you go and you're taking taking off one of those levels of wax that the bees created there, that is aser. Why is it aser? Pirish haken shadvarim osim bo hadvash mipnei shedoma latolish, because it looks like tlisha. It looks like you are actually cutting something off the ground, and that is that Chazal made it as if the entire nest, the entire beehive, is considered mechuba lekarka, and taking out one of those shelves would be considered one of those cakes of wax, would be considered a kotzer derabana. Says the Rama, hagavidafkim dvukim mekaveres. That's only if they're connected. Whereas if they're not connected, avol imnitlashu mebod yom oshin esrasku mebod yom. Whereas if you actually removed it mebod yom, or you pressed on it for the honey to come out, but vast sof bekaveres, and the honey is not absorbed in it, but it's actually floating on top, muter ludoso b'shabbes. Their Chazal did not prohibit the removing of it. Whereas, let's say you already have one of these cakes of wax, and what you'd like to do is squeeze the honey out of it. That is also midrabanan, because that is also because of the malach of mafarik. You're breaking it down into its components. In fact, even samach lasuda, we wouldn't be matter. Not only that, but if the honey starts dripping out on its own, it's also as gzeira that you're actually going to squeeze the honey out of it on Shabbos.